With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Democrats are poised to keep rejecting the latest Republican efforts to end the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson today expressing his frustration.
People see what's going on here. We should not have Border Patrol agents not paid right now because Chuck Schumer wants to play political games to cover his tail. I don't know how much more simply to say that, and every single one of you know that's exactly what's going on. I don't like being mad, Mike. I want to be happy, Mike. I want to be the happy warrior, but I am so upset about this. God bless America.
Democrats insist they will not back away from their demand for about $1.5 trillion in new spending to extend Obamacare subsidies and also to provide health care for illegal immigrants, both opposed by Republicans. Vice President Vance will appear at a Turning Point USA campus tour event later this month.
The group founded by the late Charlie Kirk announced that the vice president will join Kirk's widow, Erica, at the University of Mississippi on October 29th. Turning Point USA officials expect up to 10,000 people to attend. Vance was close friends with Kirk, who was gunned down last month, and has said he wants to help keep Kirk's conservative mission alive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says it received the remains of two more hostages yesterday, hours after the military noted that one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage who'd been held in Gaza. That confusion added to the tensions.
Hamas said it was committed to the ceasefire deal, but had handed over all the bodies it has. It said locating and recovering the others would require major effort and special equipment. It was understood that finding some of the bodies would be difficult in the ruins and rubble of Gaza. But Hamas has returned the remains of only 9 hostages. There are still 19 left.
That is the BBC's Barbara Plett reporting near the close on Wall Street. The Dow down more than 350 points. This is SRN News. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has called for economic retaliation against the U.S. after Stellantis decided to move Jeep Compass production from Canada to the United States. Ford blames U.S. President Trump for the move, which affects workers in Brampton, Ontario, and a decision is part of Stellantis' $13 billion investment, which it says it will be expanding all of its operations in the United States. Also at SRNnews.com, adults wishing to end their lives with the help of a doctor now have nothing standing in their way in California. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law, and it's a bill that would actually extend the state's current euthanasia law permanently. It currently allows people 18 years or older who may be suffering from a terminal disease to obtain a deadly dose of drugs from their physician. This is SRN News. The Ukrainian government delegation has met with prominent American weapons manufacturers.
A senior Ukrainian official says that the delegation met with Lockheed Martin and Raytheon. Ukraine is seeking cruise missiles, air defense systems, and joint drone production agreements from the United States.
Instagram is taking new steps to safeguard young people.
Meta says teenagers on Instagram will be restricted to seeing PG-13 content by default and won't be able to change their settings without a parent's permission. This means that teens will see photos and videos on Instagram that is similar to what they would see in a PG-13 movie. The company is also adding an even stricter setting that parents can set up for their children. As it seeks to add safeguards for teens, Meta has already promised it wouldn't show inappropriate content to teens, such as posts about self-harm, eating disorders, or suicide. Keith Peters, Washington.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.